More than 570 people who say they were sexually abused by clergy have filed claims against the Milwaukee Archdiocese. The church asked federal bankruptcy judge Susan Kelly to dismiss two of the claims, saying the statute of limitations had expired on cases alleging the Archdiocese committed fraud by not telling parishioners about abusive clergy. Judge Kelly has dismissed that motion. Peter Isley of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says the ruling should help almost all the other claimants.
But it looks like at this point, 573 of these claims are going to move forward. At the end of the day, we want the name of every substantiated priest or employee that has raped a child in these claims to be published. We want all this information they've been hiding and sitting on.
Judge Kelly did block the two claimants from using negligence arguments against the church. Kelly also agreed with the archdiocese effort to throw out a claim from a victim who had already reached a financial settlement with the church. But claimant Stephen Schmidt says overall the bankruptcy case is moving toward getting at the truth.
There's justice somewhere. It's finally coming out at least. Let's just hope they, you know, we can follow through and win the case.
Judge Kelly says at some point a jury will hear the fraud claims against the archdiocese. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.